Hello, this is Yvonne Halling here from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, where we help hosts worldwide to increase their income and to build a business that they and their guests love. A lot has changed since the arrival of COVID in March 2020, and many of our long-standing industries have suffered as a result of the government responses to the pandemic. You don't need me to tell you that hospitality in particular has suffered enormous loss, some in ways which are obvious and some in ways which are not. On the obvious front, many independent hospitality businesses worldwide have closed down since 2020, unable to cope with the rising cost of living and fewer and sometimes no guests. Many of those hosts had truly wanted to close in the past but felt unable to do so. And now, with the government restrictions, had a ready-made reason to close without guilt for their guests. I've seen a changing of the guard since 2020, a kind of out with the old and in with the new. And I believe that's a positive thing. The tree has been shaken and the old fruit has fallen to the ground, leaving room for new fruit to emerge. There's also been a changing of the guest too, and I'm sure if you're a host already, you felt it. People seem more angry, less tolerant, and some cases, revengeful. However, on the not so obvious front, the Airbnb effect has exploded. Many new B&B owners don't wish to meet their guests anymore, preferring instead to use keyless entry and digital tools to take care of guests. But that didn't start with Airbnb, and we'll talk more about that later. Secondly, traditional B&Bs having largely disappeared from the accommodation landscape has meant an influx of a different kind of offering, such as serviced accommodation or vacation rentals. So why is this an issue? Well, B&Bs, guest houses, inns, and independent hotels have been the backbone of local communities for centuries, and welcoming strangers into our homes, properties, and spaces is an ancient cultural thing. Hosts have brought people from afar with their tourist dollars into our communities and contributed massively to our local economies under the careful direction of involved hosts and other local collaborative business partners. With the expansion of the Airbnb model, hosts are rarely present, often don't reside in the towns or areas where their properties are located, and cannot impart local knowledge, let alone support other local businesses. So largely, guests are on their own. And this makes for a distinct lack of hospitality on offer. Plus, many of us have experienced the effects of the reduction of rental housing stock in our areas due to more money being made using the Airbnb models. Cleaning staff, for example, are not able to afford the increased rents due to reduced supply. Large online booking platforms such as Booking.com are another issue, exacerbating the disconnection between guests, hosts, and the communities they support. By taking upwards of 15% in the form of commissions on bookings, this means that prices are not cheaper, as they state on their website, but in fact commissions are passed on to the guests. These commissions rarely return to the communities from which they have been squeezed, but instead contribute to the profits and dividends of shareholders far removed from the hosts' or the guests' real-life experiences. Given what has happened since 2020, many hosts around the Western world are living in fear of the harsh restrictions ever being imposed again, because they know they'll more than likely be wiped out next time. If we think in terms of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, this means that they are essentially living in survival mode, focused mainly on meeting their own basic needs, which in turn means that they are unable to take care of their own psychological needs. and therefore their guests' psychological needs are not being met. Relationships, families, and communities have been torn apart by division and fear. Anxiety is widespread, depression and other mental health issues are rising among all ages, and the endless news cycle of impending disaster is all around us, keeping our nervous systems on high alert. This means increased stress, susceptibility to illness, and a diminished spirit, leaving us feeling lost and, in many cases, somewhat bereaved. And the true casualty of all this is that we as a species are suffering from a deep lack of connection with each other. So what can we do as hosts? Well, actually, quite a lot. In fact, I believe that hosts are uniquely placed to restore faith and hope in each other and our communities, and here's why. As I mentioned earlier, true hospitality is an ancient industry based on human needs for connection, belonging, and love. As a host, you can take your place as the source of new money into your local economy, helping to sustain other businesses as well as your own by making recommendations to your guests about where to spend their tourist dollars. This provides an extended connection for your guests and the businesses you support, thus fostering goodwill and well-being. The money that you bring via your guests' reservations could not have come from any other means. No one is going to travel halfway across the country or even halfway across the world to taste the croissants or cupcakes made by your local baker. But because of you, your guests get to experience your local baker, and your local baker is able to sell more to you for your guests. You are the linchpin in this ecosystem. Let that sink in for a moment. It's that important. In addition, you are the source of new employment in your local community. You employ part-time cleaners, giving work to those who need it to sustain themselves and their families. You make recommendations to local restaurants and attractions, thereby increasing their bottom lines. You use other local services because of your guests, such as taxis, bringing them extra business. Again, business that couldn't have come if you weren't there. It's all because of you. And in turn, you have the opportunity to heal your community through your true loving hospitality. So although the transactional nature of the increased revenue is obviously good for everyone, here's the emotional nature of hosting that can make the biggest difference. In terms of human connection, I get that waiting around to welcome guests is tedious and time consuming, but you can minimize that by tightening up your boundaries so they will be welcome to arrive during a set time frame that you set for them. Guests will respond positively to this because they will respect you more when you're clear about what you offer and what they can expect. Too much people pleasing will mean your guests will unconsciously feel unsafe and violate your boundaries, leaving you frustrated and depleted. When you welcome your guests in person, you make a human connection with them during their stay. You'll be meeting their unconscious but very real human need for belonging and love just by shaking their hand and making eye contact. And you'll find that by doing that, you'll be way less vulnerable to negative reviews. Most negative reviews are because of unmet human needs, not because of anything tangible like the room temperature or the size of the bathroom. Remember that we are all seeking human connection, more now than ever. We're wired to connect with others. We're not meant to be alone or isolated. It negatively affects us deeply. You only have to look around to see that. Children not playing outdoors with their friends. People in the street are unwilling to make eye contact. families who disagree or argue over political or ideological issues. These factors and many others illuminate the fragility of the fabric of our society if we don't take care of it. This is what makes us human. All we really need is love. Many of us are what is known in the world of human psychology as insecurely attached, which means that as children, we were not seen, held or heard, and even loved as well as we needed at the time, through no fault of our own or our parents. This causes wounds in our psyche that need healing, and as adults, we can unconsciously seek ways to form attachments and heal. You may have noticed this with what we sometimes describe as needy guests. Given that this issue is so widespread in the Western world, we could conclude that what your guests are really looking for is healing. When you take your true place as the center of your local community, the source of economic prosperity and emotional well-being, you can begin to see that you're doing God's work. You're healing the wounds in yourself, your guests, your family, and your community. Essentially here, we're talking about women's work, and that's not to say men cannot or do not do this work. They can and they do, sometimes very well. But at its core, it's women's work, because as a species, we are the nurturers, the carers, the soothers, and the empathizers. We're wired for it, although many nowadays will dispute that. Unfortunately, our natural traits as women are often overlooked in the pursuit of more and more material things and money. But that doesn't mean they're not valuable. They are. And we as women can make them seen and felt. But first, we need to acknowledge and value them in ourselves. If we step aside from the men's work of making money and turn instead towards our true selves as queens, we can not only make money and sustain ourselves, but live in our true nature as healers. Being the queen doesn't mean lording it over others, but seeing ourselves as the queens of our domains so that others can experience the serenity and warmth that emanates from us when we're confident and comfortably seated in our true selves. And then we are able to offer our unique and loving sacred hospitality as an ancient and intrinsic form of healing. When you see yourself as a healer in your business, you then shift the energy both for yourself and for your guests, resulting in new outcomes. You can begin to define who you want to serve and consequently put yourself in front of them, build relationships with them naturally, and encourage them to book with you, not through discounts and deals, but through your own energetics. Trust me, this is extremely powerful. You talk about what you offer in a way that pulls them towards you, not because of your three nights for the price of two offers, but because they can feel that you see them. You offer more than just rooms, but an experience they will never forget, not because of your delicious breakfast, but because of the conversations you had with them, which shifted their perspective. In a survey done a few years ago now about what hosts thought guests wanted and what they actually wanted, something called enhanced perspective came out on top. I believe that this is even more important right now, given the ruptures in our social systems over the past few years. And you cannot offer this if you never meet your guests. I can't help noticing how far down the list luxury is and how relatively unimportant it is in the hearts and minds of your guests. People want connection, understanding, and love. And through your sacred hospitality, for the short amount of time they're with you, you can meet those needs and give them respite from the madness of the world and heal.